FoxSportsRadio.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Appleton, where it's cloudy and brisk, not crazy cold. I'm Chris Conley, and both teams about to come off their sidelines for the opening kickoff. Evergreens are still here playing November football. The winner of this game plays either Kimberly or Nina next Friday. And the Evergreens are out on the field here. Delton Zuliger and Ty Strelo back to return the kick. Again, Appleton special teams have been excellent all season. Appleton's about to put this ball on the tee. Again, I think the cold that we have so far makes the punt and kick game more difficult, but otherwise will not affect play tonight. Brady Frantolo had three field goals and was perfect on his extra points when these teams met, has the ball on the tee, and we are ready to go. Evergreens awaiting Frantall's kick. Whistle sounds. He approaches. Let's light this candle. To the 5-yard line. Ty Strelo from there. Hits the wedge straight up the middle. He's across the 20 and bent backwards at the 22-yard line. Evergreens will start from there, first and 10. Here comes the Evergreens' Ethan Ostrowski. Ostrowski threw for one touchdown pass. Fourth quarter interception that made the win against Appleton East a little more interesting. But again, Ostrowski has an uncanny habit that you look for in all seniors, the ability to clean up his mistakes. Two receivers to the wide side of the field. Strelo is in the slot. Hallenbach is up high. Evergreen's on the ground to start. Delton Zuliger met at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward with the legs churning for a yard or two at most. So first play from scrimmage probes the defense between the tackles. Second and 9. Just like that, the Evergreens swap out. Orion Bow comes out, one of the extra tight ends who was in. Now heads to the sidelines. Hallenbach and Strelo to the near side. The Evergreens put two more receivers up high. This is a 4-receiver package. Twins to either side of Ostrowski. Handoff up the middle again. Across the 25, spinning out to the 30-yard line. That's a good second down gain for Delton Zuliger. Zuliger's going to make this third and manageable. Third and 2 coming up for the Evergreens. Again, the Evergreens spread out the offense and then found it a little bit easier to get yards up the middle. Want to keep moving the sticks here, so this would be a good third down conversion early in the game. They need the 32-yard line. From the pistol again, handoff up the middle. Penetration in the backfield, that's a loss. As soon as Zuliger got the ball, there was someone down at his knees. Zuliger goes backwards 2 yards. The Evergreens have gone 3 and out to start tonight's game. So just like that, the Evergreens are going to put a little pressure on their defense. Brennan Neitzel to kick away on a cold night. Neitzel is kicking into, what, a 10 to 15 mile per hour wind. Return men wait at their own 35. Here's the snap, almost blocked. That's a short kick. It's going to bounce at the 50, roll down to the 45, takes a little bit of an Evergreens roll to be down at the 44-yard line. Just a fingertip or two away from being blocked, and the Lightning will start with pretty good field position. 66 yards of real estate in front of the Lightning offense. They call their plays at the line of scrimmage, although sometimes they use all of their play clock. Matthew Shekelman, a sophomore, is their quarterback. So, I mean, what does that say? It's a team that's winning with an underclassman, limited experience quarterback at the helm. Two receivers to the near side, first and 10. And a handoff up the middle, bouncing to the outside. It's a gain of 3 or 4 yards. Carrying there is Cal Martin. Moves the ball out to the 48-yard line. It'll be second down and 6. Evergreens had some contact at the line of scrimmage, couldn't quite wrap him up. Now 1, 2, 3 receivers go up high for the Lightning. Martin is the back next to Shekelman, who starts from the pistol again. Snap. Throws out to the flat. Evergreens have receivers there, breaking a tackle down the sidelines across the 45, 40, and out of bounds. boy, the Evergreens looked like they were going to have that defense for no gain. Slippery receiver out there for Appleton North. Isaiah Gonzalez moves the chains. They'll say he stepped out of bounds at the 39-yard line. First and 10. Two receivers down low. That's the wide side of the field. Running back in motion. They swing it out to the big back, and there's blocking down there. Good stop. The Evergreens solved that pretty well. Coming up and making the stop for the Evergreens was Matt Stanley. And that went backwards, a loss of 3 yards. Cal Martin had some blockers there. Evergreens penetrated and got that stop. Yeah, that's minus four. Just what the Evergreens needed. Jack Davison was there too. Ball back to the 43-yard line. Again, three receivers to the wide side of the field for North. This is a passing situation. Three-step drop. Good protection. Throwing into traffic. Incomplete. Well-defensed over there. Owen Latondras made sure that receiver towards the sideline couldn't work back towards the ball. Third down. Again, the ball's at the 43-yard line, so if the Evergreens can get a stop on third down, North will have the option. Go for it on fourth or play a field position game, try and punt and pin the Evergreens back. Three receivers to the far side. Shekelman waits for the snap. That was almost a high snap. He pulled it down with one hand. Good protection. Throws underneath. It's complete, but short of the first down. 5 or 6 yards short of the first down over the middle. Kyle Funke makes the catch. The ball moves to the 35-yard line, but it's going to be fourth and six from here. And I believe that North is going to go for it. Yeah, the offense is staying on the field. That was a pass underneath, not close to the sticks, but more or less halved the distance that the Lightning need. A bunch of three receivers to the near side. Shekelman calls signals. Here's the snap. A throw caught underneath. Needs some blocking there. He didn't get it. He's out of bounds. The Evergreens will get the ball. Ball is complete, but well short of the line to make. Found Kyle Funke. Thought the other two receivers would act as blockers, and he's pushed out of bounds 2 yards short. The Evergreens will take over at the 31-yard line. So the Everest defense allows one first down and then tightens the screws and gets the ball right back. 8:03 to play first quarter. Both teams have possessed the ball, and we're still at 0-0. Ostrowski back out for the Evergreens, who went three and out on their first possession. Evergreens spread it out here, and they hand off up the middle. No, Ostrowski will keep it himself, and they got Ostrowski by the ankle and roped him down. Ostrowski, if he could have high-stepped away, would have gotten 10 or 15 yards. Instead, tripped up for just a gain of one. Tell you what. Now, the Evergreens have run only four offensive plays. Appleton North, many of the tackles were just individual efforts. Down low and wrapped up, which is what you're looking for from a defense. They give Ostrowski forward progress for two, making it second and eight. Again, twins to either side. He'll pass. Good protection. Now throws out to the flat. Overthrows his receiver. A rare bad throw looking for Brian Hallenbach. That was about 5 feet too tall. Hallenbach's got good vertical, but not that. Here comes third down. Evergreens need the 42-yard line. So the Everest offense not really on track yet. The Evergreens send Graham, and Bo Spoke is now in as a slot receiver. Two other receivers up high. Designed rollout. Good protection. Throw coming back. The ball, that's complete to Hallenbach. Penalty marker is down. Hallenbach with the catch across the 50 and out of bounds near the 45-yard line. There's going to be pass interference called here on the Appleton North defender. This play is going to stand, and the Evergreens have their first down. That's a 17-yard completion. Waiting just to confirm the call. They're going to say there was contact, yep, pass interference on the Lightning. The Evergreens will decline that and let the play stand. And the Evergreens have moved the ball into Lightning territory. So Hallenbach, despite being shoved by that defensive back, still able to make the catch. Best play from the line of scrimmage for the Evergreens so far tonight. 7 minutes to play in our first quarter. Two backs now, and the quarterback is under center. Orion Bowe, first carry right up the middle. He moves the pile forward 3 or 4 yards for Bowe down to the 44-yard line. So the Evergreen switch to the power game for the first time tonight, 2nd and 6. Like that the Everest offensive line got off the ball well and fired forward. Again, Appleton North is stout up front. Appleton North's defensive line, their offensive line too. Very good. Fundamentally sound football team. Back to the pistol again. Ostrowski will call his own number, cuts back, moves forward. It's 3 or 4 more yards, dives to the 40-yard line. And this is going to be 3rd and 3 coming up for the Evergreens. And maybe from this part of the field, the Evergreens would look at this as 4-down territory. So maybe 2 chances to get the 3.5 yards that Everest needs. Football tonight is brought to you by Tolusti, Kennedy, and Dirks. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tolusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Evergreens looking for a 3rd down pickup here. Ostrowski is under center. Bowe is the back. Right up the middle. Bowe blasts forward. 2nd effort. He's close. This is going to depend on the spot. I'm looking at the referee on the near side, and I'm looking at where the ball is marked. This is going to be indicated as 4th down and less than a yard. The ball is spotted at the 38, and the Evergreens need almost the 37. It's 4th and 2 feet. And the Evergreens keep the offense on the field with 5.5 to play in the first quarter. The Evergreens go on 4th down. Bowe is in the backfield from the pistol, a design rollout. Ostrowski gets the corner, 1st down. In fact, he finds a seam, gets across the 30, and the Evergreens have their deepest penetration of the night. They're down to the 28-yard line. Evergreens needed 0.5 yard, and they got 8. Ostrowski got the corner. Boy, the Evergreens would love to play in front tonight. Love to have a nice time-consuming drive, too. New set of downs from the Lightning 28. Ostrowski design rollout. Got backside pursuit. Hesitated for a moment. He fumbled the football. That ball is loose. I believe the Lightning have it. And they do. On a cold night, Ostrowski got himself in some trouble. He didn't think he could make the corner. Planted his back foot and tried to go between the two defenders. The ball was stripped and it's turned over. The play went for a loss of 3 yards, and the Lightning take over at the 32-yard line. The first of what I would imagine will be several turnovers tonight. It's too bad. That turnover brings a nice drive to an end. Lightning back on offense. Exactly 5 minutes to play in the quarter. Lightning looking over to the sideline. They're at the line of scrimmage, but they're looking for this play to be signaled in. In fact, there's a... Well, the referee is over at the sideline speaking with one of the Appleton North coaches. About what? They've got the football. And this discussion continues. You know, usually when we come here, you know, what is the most respected, the most revered football program in Appleton? It's this Appleton North program here. And a lot of times you'll see the officials kind of giving deference to the Appleton North bench. There'll be these long discussions. And now the official is going over and huddling up with the rest of his crew. We should be ready for football here. Nothing's been called. Now we're ready for play. So after an Everest turnover, it's 1st and 10 Lightning. Shekelman, the quarterback, has 2 receivers near side. He'll hand off, and it's a gain of 3, 4, maybe 5 yards. Cal Martin out to the 35-yard line. It is a gain of 4, 2nd and 6. Nice to see such a big crowd here. Lightning have filled their half of the bleachers, and the Evergreens, big crowd across the way too. Fan bus, got everyone over here just before kickoff. 2nd down, man across the formation now, and a pitch underneath extra blocker there, while face mask not called, and this ball goes forward for a gain of 7 yards and a 1st down. Steven Sally came across and was the receiver, one of those blockers had the Evergreens player by the headgear, not called. For what it's worth, it's on the sideline side. There's not an official over there to see it, even though I saw it pretty clearly. Ball moves out to the 42-yard line, first and 10 Lightning. Sheckerman Evergreen jumped into the neutral zone. This will cost them 5 yards. Evergreen's offside. Dominic Busco jumped in and then immediately put his hands on his hips like he knew he was the guilty party. So we'll walk off 5 yards to the 48-yard line. 4:10 and counting to play in the first quarter. No score. Sheckelman gets the snap. It's a handoff up the middle. There's contact at the line of scrimmage. It's a gain of a yard for Cal Martin, who's been the featured back. He'll get two with forward progress from the Lightning 49 to the Everest 49. Second and three. Lightning may take a shot downfield here. They've got another play called, and they're right up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Evergreens have five in the box. Hand off Martin. Got a first down. Dives forward. He's inside the 45 and down to the 44-yard line. Again, this coming after an Everest turnover. Evergreens move the ball down to the 29-yard line. Then quarterback Ethan Ostrowski coughed it up. Lightning again call this play, signaled in at the line of scrimmage. Three receivers up high. Will they go for a bigger chunk on first down? Sheckelman, the quarterback, is now looking over to his sideline. Something else is being called here. In fact, they're repositioning one of those receivers into the slot. Sheckelman gets the snap. He'll pass. Straight drop. Great protection over the middle. Incomplete. Off the hands of the Everest defender, Reese Ostrowski. It was Ostrowski against Kyle Funky, and Ostrowski, you know, if it wasn't so cold and your hands weren't a little bit numb, he probably intercepts that ball. That's incomplete, second and 10. Stops the clock at 3:06 to play in the first quarter. Same receiver package, three to the far wide side of the field. Got a fourth receiver down low. Design rollout. Evergreen's backside protection. It's a screen to the near side, which goes forward for 8 or 9 yards. In fact, Jack Kritzer spun forward and is going to be close to the first down. He's a yard short. To the 35-yard line, it's third and one. Lightning would go for this if the Evergreens get a stop on third. They'd go for it on fourth. Sheckerman handoff up the middle. This is first down yardage between the tackles for Cal Martin. Down to the 32-yard line, he gained four, and the chains move again. A methodical drive for the Lightning off of an Evergreen mistake. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Again, three receivers to the wide side of the field. One down low, now put a man in motion across this formation. Sheckelman repositions Martin, his big running back, gets the snap, looks to pass, throws, it's blown, coverage to the corner, caught at the five, and to the pylon, touchdown. The Evergreen had a defensive back who was trying to catch up to that play to the corner, and the Lightning strike first off an Evergreen's turnover. A 35-yard touchdown pass to Jack Kritzer. So the Evergreens have made a mistake, and the Lightning have scored. Lightning out to try the extra point. Well, the Evergreens have shown that they can move the football too. The problem is the Evergreens did make a mistake and cough the ball up. Brady Frantall's extra point is up and good. 1:59 to play in the first quarter. Lightning strike first. They lead 7-0. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. Bullies are meaner, sometimes bigger and stronger, and might gang up with other bullies, but they do have one disadvantage. They're outnumbered. For every bully in a school, there are hundreds of students who don't bully. If you see one of your fellow students being bullied, stand up and speak out. You won't be alone. Stand up to bullying with Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and Fox Sports Wausau.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Evergreens to get the ball back after a 79-yard touchdown drive for the Lightning that came off a quarterback fumble. And as we've seen too many times this year, the winning touchdown score comes on blown coverage in the Evergreens' defensive secondary. North had three receivers over on that far side, and someone in the defensive secondary didn't break back for the receiver who ran the post route. And that was Jack Kritzer, a team captain, who makes the catch, and the Evergreens trail 7-0. Here's the kickoff. Let's see if the Evergreens can bust a big return. Ty Strelo, from his goal line, will take this out, and they'll say no. In the end zone, Evergreens will start with a touchback at the 20-yard line. Evergreens Playoff Football, brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright's a real standout in the community. Dunright Exteriors. I'm Chris Conley. Late first quarter, Lightning 7, Everest nothing. Here's Ethan Ostrowski looking to atone. Under center with two backs behind him. He's going to pass, design, roll out, throws underneath. It's intercepted. So that's back-to-back mistakes. Cut back at the 20-yard line inside the 15 and down inside the 10-yard line. That ball came loose again. They're going to say the intercepting player was down. So back-to-back turnovers, and the Lightning take over at the 8-yard line. That defensive back jumped that pattern over the middle and closed on that ball like he was shot out of a cannon. The Lightning get back-to-back turnovers. And they'll spot the ball at the 9. Goes without saying, when you're playing one of the elite teams, and the Lightning, if they're not, they're right on the cusp. Can't make mistakes. This first quarter's been defined by Everest's first quarter mistakes. Matthew Shekelman's got two receivers behind him. Throws to the corner post, overthrows his receiver, incomplete. He was looking for Jack Kritzer. Put that well over his head. Kritzer, though, that time had two defenders around him, so nothing doing there. 1:40 to play first quarter. Would feel like a victory for the Evergreens if you can keep the Lightning out of the end zone and make them kick the field goal here. Tell you this, the kicking game just doesn't feel like a sure thing on a cold night like this. Extra backs are in. They hand off to the fullback. Met at the line of scrimmage. Bounces off the pile and is shoved out of bounds inside the 5, out at the 2-yard line. Boy, the Evergreens didn't wrap up there. Contact against Cal Martin at the line of scrimmage. Nobody brought him down. And they're going to spot him inside the 2. Will be at the 1.5-yard line, I believe. Well, let's see. They'll mark him back at the 2. Here comes third down. Runner went out of bounds. Clock stops. 1:32 to play in the quarter. Handoff here. Martin to the end zone again. Bounces off the pile and shifts to the outside. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Two turnovers for the Evergreens. Two touchdowns for the Lightning. Lightning had the ball for just 37 seconds. Extra point try here. Here comes Brady Frantall. Snaps a little bit high. It's down. Kick is up and good. And our new score is 14-0. So the Evergreens will be playing from behind tonight, not helping their cause with two first quarter turnovers. The good teams make you pay full price for your mistakes. That's the way this first quarter has been so far. We're sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. 50 years of keeping lives in motion by providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services to the community. the Bone and Joint Center. Learn more online at bonejoint.net. To the Evergreens, last two plays from scrimmage have resulted in turnovers. Again, it's Strelo and Zuliger who wait back at their goal line for this kick. Appleton North is kicking with the wind, and we've already seen that their place kicker, Brady Frantall, is strong enough that he can put it right through the end zone if he wishes. Winner plays either Kimberly or Nina, likely the Papermakers, in a road game next Friday. And here's the kick. It's a little bit shorter. Strelo from the 5 has the wedge forward to the 15, 20, and down across the 20 to the 22-yard line. Evergreens will start there with a mission of just reestablishing some momentum and being more careful with the football. 1:21 to play first quarter, 14-0. Evergreens have dug themselves a little bit of a hole here. Well, what's the lesson from last week's game? That the first quarter or even the first half doesn't tell the story of these playoff games, right? See what the Lightning defense dials up here. Single receivers, Strelo down low, Hallen back up high. From the pistol, Ostrowski handoff up the middle. This is Bo right into the line of scrimmage for a yard or two, 2 yards. Again, unless the Evergreens are going to spread things out, just not a lot to be had between the tackles. Second and 8. Under a minute to play in the quarter. Evergreens huddle up between each play. Yeah, with so much football left to play, you don't abandon the game plan here. The Evergreens have to do what they want to do. Coach Strelo said, you just don't want to beat yourselves. Will pass on second down. Ostrowski looks to one-on-one coverage, throwing for Ty Strelo, underthrown and almost intercepted. It was the defensive back, Riley Gibbs, who had a better chance of catching that ball. That Gibbs had it on his fingers and then lost control of it as he fell to the very cold turf here. Third down and 8. Evergreens had one good drive in this quarter. Got down to the 29-yard line and then fumbled. Evergreens went 3 and out on their first possession, in danger of going 3 and out here. Twin receivers to either side. Design rollout for Ostrowski. Backside pressure. Throws over the middle. This is complete. First down, Evergreens. Bo Spoke. What a time for Bo's first reception of the season. Gets out to the 35-yard line. Spoke over the middle. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. The clock is rolling. The Evergreens, I believe, will run one more play. That's a big third down conversion. Strelo is up high. Hallenbach down low. And two running backs behind Ostrowski. He's under center. It's a handoff. Bo right to the line. Legs come out underneath him. A gain of 1 yard on the final play of the first quarter. Second and 9 when we come back. First quarter's in the books, and the Lightning lead DC Everest 14-0 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The best boats in the business, the best.